This is Great One himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. I just finished 30 minutes ago or so recording Stating the Obvious, number 151. And Randy went off to do some stuff, and I'm getting ready to go possibly grab some food or something, whatever. And I updated my RSS feeds, and I read a couple of articles from the Manosphere. I looked at some, I checked out a couple of websites, found this website, what the fuck was it called? Something, ihatemen.org or some shit, you know, some website by women devoted to hating men to compensate for an incompetence, while of course attempting to perpetuate the myth that if only women ruled the world. See, and a website run by feminists, not women, feminists, who are perpetuating the myth that if only feminists ruled the world, everything would be wonderful, because they're so loving and compassionate, and that's why the feminists have a website called ihatemen.org, or something like that. I don't matter, because that's not the topic. Here's the topic. So as I'm thinking about all these feminists whining about men, and I'm thinking about something I read written by some feminist at CSU about rape, because everything feminists write is about rape, and it might be in this pile that I'm going to be going through, and it might not. I don't know. I don't remember seeing it. I don't know where the fuck it went. It might be in a pile somewhere. I'm going to have to look for it now, but I wanted to do this anarchy moment before I forgot about it. This feminist, as so many feminists do, you'll notice that feminists will often accuse men of being afraid of them. Right? When a feminist says that she should get free birth control and free abortions because she owns her own body, which is hilarious, which is like me saying I should get free gasoline and oil changes because I own my car. But again, logic is always lost on the feminist. Feminists, when they say shit like this, like they want their free fucking abortions and stuff, when you tell them to shut the fuck up because they're stupid, feminists will always, not always, feminists will often accuse you of being afraid of them. How many times have you heard this from a feminist? Well, you're afraid of women. You're afraid of an independent woman. You're afraid of a woman who makes as much money as you do. You're afraid of a woman who's you're afraid. Feminist, for all you fucking feminists and feminazis out there, let me fucking explain something to your dumb bitch cunt ass. None of us are afraid of you. The behavior men, real men, people and people who can think, including women, are exhibiting towards your feminist bitch asses is not fear. Are we disrespectful? Yeah. Are we dismissive? Yeah. Are we rude? Yes. Are we sometimes hateful? Yes. But we are not afraid of you. You stupid bitches need to understand nobody is afraid of feminist. If we were afraid of feminist, why would, for example, the Manosphere exist? If we were afraid of feminist, why would I be right here, right now, putting out a podcast on the internet calling all feminists dirty fucking nasty stinking cunts who should shut the fuck up and learn how to cook? Okay, this is not fear. Obviously, you don't know what the fuck fear looks like. This is not afraid. Matt Forney didn't write an article about how women don't need self-esteem and they should shut the fuck up because he's afraid of feminists. Whether you agree with him or not is irrelevant. Roosh doesn't write a blog where he talks about going to other countries and fucking lots of women because he's afraid of feminists, whether you agree with him or not. None of this is fear. Nobody is afraid of you. We'd really like you to shut the fuck up, and we'd really like you to learn how to fucking think. We'd really like you to stop fucking whining, but we are not afraid of you. You really need to get over this shit. You need to make contact with the fucking real world, and you need to shut the fuck up and learn how to cook. I recorded that anarchy moment, walked away, and then realized I didn't finish my fucking thought. Why? Because I'm an idiot sometimes. Okay, so to recap, you just listened. I don't know why I'm going to recap. To recap, feminist, nobody's afraid of you. Okay, the reason we don't like you, the reason we talk shit, yada, 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 we're not afraid of you. We hate you. We insult you. We make fun of you. We laugh at you. We're not afraid of you. Here's the thing. I mean, what do you think you have that we're afraid of? Because your whole big feminist spiel is that you're these successful, independent, strong, intelligent women, and that's why men are so afraid of you. Well, but what are you going to do? I mean, for example, let's say the fact that I'm on this podcast right now, calling you a stupid fucking cunt, telling you to shut up and learn how to cook, it offends you. Okay, so I'm supposed to be afraid of you. All right, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to try to have my website shut down. How are you going to do that? You're going to contact the rich white men who run the internet company, and you're going to try to convince them to shut down my website. See, you're not going to do anything. You're going to go to rich white men and ask them to do it for you. Or you're going to, you know, call the police and report me for hate speech so that the cops come over and shoot me. You're going to send white men to do violence to me on your behalf. You can't do anything for yourself. This is why nobody in the manosphere, or nobody with brains, or nobody in the real world is afraid of you, because there's nothing you can do. You can retaliate against people who have opinions you don't like, and you do. You certainly do retaliate against people who don't have opinions you don't like, but you have to do it through the legal system, through the corporations, through the police forces. You have to do it in ways where essentially white men with jobs do the work for you. So shut the fuck up and go learn how to cook. Okay, I'm back, and I have to stay off the internet. Are you fucking feminist? Are you fucking kidding me? You're not. You really are this fucked up. I fell down the rabbit hole of the internet. This fucking feminist cunt named, what's this cunt's name? Alyssa, Bereznak or something. Bereznak. This fucking feminist cunt, Alyssa, biz bitch, she writes this post on Gizmodo.com where, so she's on OkCupid, because you feminists, you're all so fucking, you're just successful, independent, successful, powerful, oh, feminist women, and here you roar, and yet you're on OkCupid dredging for men because you can't meet any men in real life, because in real life, of course, people can experience your personality firsthand and realize that you're a stupid fucking cunt. So she's on OkCupid dredging for men, and some guy contacts her, and she agrees to go out to dinner with him. And she's talking about, so she go out to dinner, and, you know, we met for a drink. John was thin and tall, dressed in a hedge fund uniform. I don't know what that is and don't care. With pale skin and pierced ears, we started talking about normal stuff, family, work, college. I told him my brother was a gamer, and he casually mentioned that he played Magic the Gathering when he was younger. Quote, actually, I'm the world champion, unquote. I laughed. Oh, that's a funny joke. I thought, this guy is funny. But the earnest look on his face told me he wasn't kidding. So blah, blah, blah. The next day I Googled my date and a wealth of information. He has a Wikipedia page. Competition videos. Oh my God. He is John Finkel, the man so widely revered in the game Magic that he's been immortalized with his own playing card. Why, yes. And so what happens? All right, so she goes out with him again, and here's the story as she tells it. At dinner, I got straight down to it. Did he still play? Yes. Strike one. How often? Quote, I'm preparing for a tournament this weekend. Strike two. Who did he hang out with? Quote, I've met all my best friends through Magic. Strike three. I smiled and nodded and listened. Eventually, I even felt a little bit bad that I didn't know shit about this game. Blah, blah, blah. But that was his strikes. Again, here is this fucking nasty feminist cunt who has to go on a fucking online dating site in order to find men because she's that ugly and has that bad of a personality, so men who meet her in person will not actually go out on a date with her. And she meets this guy who is the world champion or whatever, Super Magic Gathering play card guy, whatever he is, and she fucking disses him in public over this. She fucking dumps him and attacks him on the Gizmodo website. I don't know what the fuck Gizmodo is, and I don't care. It's obviously a bunch of fucking feminists. Because he's accomplished something in his life. Because he has a hobby that he enjoys. It's something he enjoys playing. He's become famous because of it. He's made friends because of it. He's probably made money because of it. Because he's actually accomplished things in his life that don't involve the government giving him free birth control pills, don't involve the government giving him welfare checks, don't involve the government giving him WIC payments, don't involve the government giving him free abortions, don't involve the government giving him Obama phones, because he's actually fucking accomplished something with his life. Maybe it's not something she wants to accomplish. I would not want to be the world champion Magic Gatherer player. Well, actually, maybe I would. It might be pretty cool. But she's going to fucking, make fun of this guy on her fucking blog because he's accomplished something and because she's a goddamn feminist who probably gets welfare payments? Do you fucking feminist cunts not understand that nobody is afraid of you? We are not afraid of you. We hate you. We despise you. We want you to shut the fuck up and learn how to cook, but we are not afraid of you.